ki yisera, ha'ilam mehevei ki nafya. The question is, what are you trying to fill up? The moon, when we first see it, is almost like a half, like a banana. So if you want it just to fill up like a half a circle, just the banana part comes up, that's after 7 days already, it's halfway there. But if you want the moon to be completely round, that's by the 15th day, that's the second sheet, that's where we hold. That the first 15 days from the molid, you could still say, kiddush levon. Rashi says, ha'ilam mehevei ki yisera, Rashi says, that means like a half a circle. And mehevei ki nafya means a round circle. I have a question now. You know, even after the 16th day of the month passed by, and you're telling me you can't say Kiddush Levana, but why don't you say Baruch Alitza Batev Yemetiv? Like you're having enjoyment from the Levana. We're enjoying, we missed the Levana, but it wasn't here. And now we have the complete Levana, we should make a Baruch Batev Yemetiv. Omalek, the answer back to him, Otto ki chosar, ni mevorchina dayan emes. Listen, when the moon starts to go away, do we make a Baruch dayan emes? That Levorach Batev Yemetiv? That later when we get it back, we should make a bracha tev yemetiv. We don't do that. And we don't make a bracha dayan emes when it goes away. Why not? So Gemara says, true. So, levachim al tavayu, yes, and good. Let's make both brachas. When the moon starts to go away, we should make a bracha dayan emes. And then when we get the moon back again, we should make a bracha tev yemetiv. The answer is, kiv l'dahayinu uchayu. We know that's the normal route of the moon. It goes down and comes back again. Levachinim. It's not really called a real dayan emes because we know it's going to come back again. So since Hain Yuchayu, we do not make a bracha of a Tevye native, and nor do we make a bracha of Dainem. All right, another. Well, it says, the Yom Rav Akko Bachanina, Om Rav Asyom Rav Yechonon, Kol HaMavorach Allah Chodesh Bismanoi, Hilo Mekabel Pnei Shrina. Whoever says Kiddush Levon at the right time, during the first 15 days of the Molid, it's mamish like you be mekabel Hashem, mekabel pnei Shechina. Why? Because Zavokah says over here, HaKodesh Hazel Hashem Moish Kadoshim, because Zavokah says, Zekil Livyan Veyu. We once looked at that the Rabbeinu Yehin and Baruch says the Pshat is, the Kabbal pnei Shechina is that you see something different, you see clearly Yad Hashem. Like a moon changes, like one day it's not here, then the next day we see it again. So it's called, you see something different, that's called we see the Yad Hashem. You see Yeshinu, that's what you say of Nisim. You see a difference, you see a nest, that's supposed to remind you that there is a Kodesh Baruch in the world, and Hashem is the one that's doing it, it's supposed to wake us up. That thing is, like if you're Makabo Pnei Shechina, your mom is seeing Hashem. Tell me about this. Tell me about Rabbi Shmuel. Il mole lo izoch yisol el lahakbo pnei rishu b'shmayim kol chodesh b'chodesh dayim. If we'd only have this one mitzvah of the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, dayim that would also be good. Rashi says, because since it's such a great mitzvah, she mekablo pnei shechina tamachas b'chodesh. That will mamish be mekabel pnei shechina, then that will be enough. Om Rabbi Abai says, since it's such a choshev a thing, that will be mekabel, we're receiving Hashem, hilkach nimrino miumid. We have to say it standing up. Mamish be mekabel pnei shechina, you have to say it standing up. The reima mazutra mekatsvi adodi. They used to lean on shoulders one on the other, on the rocha, make a rocha. Some of the movement is, if they couldn't stand up, they were too old, so you're allowed to lean one against the other. Om alei l'ravashi v'marovo, Mevorchi Baruch Mechadish Kadoshim. They heard over in Bavel that in Eretz Yisrael the whole bracha was tam Baruch Mechadish Kadoshim. That's all they heard over. So Omar, they said back to him, "Hi, such a simple bracha like that, Nashi didan nami mevorchi. Even the ladies make such a bracha." So Mashal explained, "It's too simple of a bracha. Even a Prussian lady could say such a bracha like that. The chul of Kiddush Levana is such a great thing. We should say a longer bracha." Because Emerson Nashim are not Mekadosh Levana. It's called the Mitzvah Seishef Man Drama, Nashim Apturim, and there's no meaning for them to say it. For some reason, well, Kiddush Levana and Nashim don't say. It's not even a meaning to do it, even though they hear Shefa and it's not, but Kiddush Levana they do not do. Tomorrow just means to say that such a simple bracha like this, even ladies could say such a bracha. So we men have to say a better bracha than that. Ella, rather, why don't we say to the Rabbi Yehuda? The young Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch is like this. Hashem b'mah morei boru shrokim, he created the skies. Avruach piv kol tzavon. They don't change their appointed positions. They're very happy. They do what Hashem wants. They really are good workers. Be great like Levona. That's the bracha we say. And the Apostle of the Mishlei, Ki betach bulois atas lecha mechoma. When you go to have war, have good strategy, have good advice. Sumer says, Omer Rav Acha Bach Nina, Omer Rav Asim Rav Yechanan,
The niyata moitzi mechamta shatera. Here the mechama does not mean a real war, but it means the mechama shatera. That means the nishiyesh piyada chadiva shamishna. A person that knows all the mishnayim sin, he could really argue one talmachacham against another one. That's called a machlekes in learning. He knows this is the pshat, he knows that's the pshat in the mishnah. If you don't argue though, if you know the mishnayim sin, if you don't know it, you can't argue. Kori of Yesav Nashim, Yesh called upon himself, the rov tvuais, the kliachshor. Just to say, he is full of tvuah, he has the power of a shor, he knows a lot. He could have mechamta shatera. Then the Mishnah says, Echav Mishnah Shos. One says it happened second day of the day. The other one says the third day of the day, Edusim is kshera. People make a mistake in 1 hour. But Omer, Sinem Rashi, Lashonu Bela, Shoyis. Only if they made a mistake, once it happened the second day, once it happened the third hour, once it happened the fourth hour. One said that the murder took place before sunrise, before Neitzacham. After sunrise. Edusim Betelo. That's Betelo. Because before and after, everybody knows. You don't make a mistake in this. You know whether it was light or wasn't light. Well, it's a treat, of course, there's Edusim Betelo. Of course, there's a contradiction here. Because everybody, you don't make a mistake whether it was light or not. Ela read like this. Once it happened before when it's still dark. While the sun was coming up, it's still a big difference. He's saying there was a little bit light, and the first one's saying there's no light, it's still dark. So who is the contradiction here? Mar says no. The chiddush is mal b'teim. I would have thought to say, the one that says the teich neitz does not really mean the sun was coming up. There was a spark, there was a blink in the sky. And Uzuhura Biyamu, because maybe he only saw some light in the sky that he thought was daybreak, what was the sunrise. But really it was just some light in the stars. And really it was still Kedim Neitzachama. So maybe both of them are still saying the same time. Chamashma, that's the Kiddush know. That if one says, I saw it for Teich Neitzachama, we say he means what he says, that he saw it while the sun was coming up, and therefore I do some Taylor. The first one said, no, it happened before the sun, and this you did not make mistakes, therefore I do some Taylor. Now, after we check out the Tuedim, then we bring them back in, and it says there that if one of the Talmidim says something that we like what he says, so you let him stand bezin the whole day. Because Mash Moisi Ayem, only this one day, the Sulei, not more. I have a tiny we learned in the Yeshramish with Vorif, if what the Talmud tells us means something, well, Hoy Yorg Yisham Yelim. Like if we see he's a good man, so we give him smicha right here, let him stand bezin Yelim. So why does our Mishnah say only one day? And it says here, if you name our Mishnah Dvorah, but if he doesn't say anything good, there's no substance to what he says, then Ein Yerid Kol Yom Kulu does not go down that day. Why? Today Shaloi Tei Aliyasi Ridaloi. Like, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Here it came up to Bezin, and right away they throw him down, that's not nice. So we keep him up to the Chosh for one day, but not more. So Selachur Teretz is Poshid. Om Rabbi Yabai Yitzir, Tirgumor, Ein Ein Mamish Dvorah. Our Mishnah means that if the Talmud comes up to say, I have something to tell you, Bezin, Bezin is Lokhe Kham. And he says something, and the Bezin does not like what he says, so after the Mishnah says, we let him say it the whole day, as Kvaidai, not to embarrass him, we don't send him down right away. But only that one day, tomorrow we don't let him come anymore. But if the person says something good, then Bezin keeps him there. Then it says, Motzleichus, and it says, that day they did not eat too much and did not drink any wine. For the Gemara, Yain, my time, what's wrong, why can't they drink wine? Yain, my time, Aloy, or Murabacha, or Bachanina, or Makor, the person says, Ulurayznim Ishecha. That means, a raisin means that the leaders should not ask for wine. People that are Isaac in the secrets of the world of the Bezdin, they should not become shikha. It means it's not nice for leaders to ask for wine. So while you're being Isaac in Dionysus, you should not be drinking wine. Weiter. Mos loichus. Mos says, loy ro mai. So Mishnah says, what's going to be when Dionysus say any yodeya to bring in more? What's going to be if we're going to be stuck there? Let's say 36 say chayiv and 35 say ptur. So Mishnah says what they do is they sit there and they argue it out to try and get some of them that set chayiv to change their mind to make it into ptur. We try and make them change their mind. For Gemara, let's say they don't want to change their mind. What's going to be the locha? Amar Avacha Poitzen Isai. We'll let the person go free. Because the locha is Badin and the Fashis, you only have them killed if you have at least two more saying chayiv. If you have 36 Dayanim saying he's chayiv Misa and 35 saying he's Potem and Amisa, we cannot kill him. You only have a majority of one, that's no good. But even in the Foshas, you have to have a majority of two to be Mechayiv and Misa. So let's say nobody changed their minds and they say that way, it's Poitronaisai. And the Chenam Rav Yechanan, Poitronaisai, we free him right away. Omele Rav Popola Baya, lift away Mikara, have a good kasha. Why don't we free him right away? As soon as the Bezdin gives a vote and we see 36 Tzayin Chayiv and 35 Tzayin Ptur, so right now we should say, Patur Naisai. What is the Mishnah saying? We wait until maybe some of the Dayan, the Tzayin Chayiv, will change their mind, and then Bezdin will give up Saki's Potter. He's Potter anyway. They should let him go free right now. Now, if he can't change the other way, somebody that said Ptur is not allowed to change his mind to say Chayiv. So the person can never be Chayiv Misa. It's only a question, wait a while until there'll be a real Psak from the Bezdin of his Potter. If we don't wait, he'll be Potter anyway. Let's free him right now. Omalai said that's true. Hochi Yom Rav Yechanan. Today Shalom Yeitzu Mi Bezdim of Oven. The Pshat is just not going to look so nice. It's not going to look nice if the Bezdin looks like a mixed up Bezdin. That Bezdin can't give a good Psak. They're staying with the Machlaikas like 36 and now with 35 cent this way. If they can't come out with a good Psak, it doesn't look so nice. Even though the Din is Potter anyway, but it doesn't look so nice. Therefore, we would rather some of the people saying Chayiv make them change their mind till we have a majority saying Ptur, and then there'll be a clear Psak from Bezdin's Potter. But otherwise, it looks like a Bezdin involving a Patum of the Bezdin. Ikad Yamri, some say this. Ikad Yamri, Omalera, Popol Abaya. V'lo, Mali, Yosifu. The Mishnah says, well, one dying says any Adaya, so what do? We eat on more Dayanim. Lift from Medina, Kama. Let's free them right now. Listen. The Dayanim says any Adaya, so the Nidin should be Potter from Esau. Omer Rabbi Yosi, he says that true. Rabbi Yosi cries about Rabbi Yosi holds like you. The time he would like Rabbi Yosi Yema. Kishem, shame, you'll see if not Bezna Shishem Yecha, just like when you start us in Hedging the Bela. A Bezna of 71. Everyone says any day, that's it. We do not add any more onto it. Kach, the same Allah applies. And my Stephen, our Bezna Shalasim Beshoisha, he holds a Bezna of 23. And once says any day, that's it. We don't add on any more to the Bezdin. But it's Hanakama, our Mishnah's not, that our Mishnah's no. That's a Kabbalah, that if once is any Yudaya, we have right to add on two more Dayanim. And we keep on adding on and adding on until it gets to the number of 71. Then you know, then no more. Tanu Rabbanan. Oyim Ebedin Lamamnis, Nizdakin Hadin. By Adin Lamamnis, we could say Nizdakin Hadin. But we ain't known, we cannot say Bedin of the Fosh is Nizdakin Hadin. Now, your question, my Nizdakin Hadin, what does it mean Nizdakin Hadin? What do you mean? By Mamnis you do say it, by the Fosh you do not say it. Elaine, if you want to tell me, Kashtina, Kashtina means that the Yonim say, this case is too hard for us. Case is too hard, we don't know what to do here. So by Dina Mamnis, they have the right to say it, but in the Fosh is not. The more Ibkhimi brothers should be just the opposite of Sfer then. By Mamnis, they don't say it's too hard. Why not? Just the opposite. You're telling me now, by Mamnis, they could say it, but not by the Fosh. No, they can't say it's too hard, I want to break, I want to think it over. But no, we tell them you have to finish it. But even the Poshas, for sure we should take a break, and they should have the right Psak. Omer Rav Huna, Bar Menech, Mishmeh, Rav Acha, Breid, Rav Iko, Epoch, change it around. By Dina Mamnis, we don't care, we don't wait. Let them give the Psak. But by Dina the Poshas, we let them wait, and we'll take the time till they have a clear Psak. Rav Ashi, Yomano, Lyolim, Lotev, don't change it around. Omein is Dakin, and you know what Dakin Adin means, Chochem Dina, that it's a clear-cut case. That the Bezdin has the right to say, we're giving a clear-cut case. Let's go Chacham Dina. Rashi says, Yofem Anatonu, Al Buryov, that we're giving now a clear-cut case. There's no doubt about our Psak. Therefore, by Dina the Fosh, they have to come out and say, our Psak is clear-cut. Or by Dina the Mamnis, you have to say it. Basically, Avakasha. Godel Shir, but the Yonim, Oymin, Nizdakin Adin. The greatest one, the Av Bezdin, he's the one that comes out with the final statement and says, Nizdakin Adin. Now, Iyam, if you say, Chacham Dina, as if to say, our Psak is clear-cut. That's why the Av Bezdin, he's the one that says that the Psak we just gave now is a clear-cut Psak, is 100%. El Yarmut Kash, you know the Pshat is that we have to tell everybody. It was a very hard decision. Like, we need time, it's not so clear what we're saying. Why does the Gadol say this? The Chura, Kisuf Yehudu Kamichsev Nashe, is embarrassing himself. He's telling people, this Psak was a very hard Psak, we're not sure if what we said was right. It's an embarrassment to him. How come he says it? Tomorrow says, in yes, still is good way to say it. Because the klal ain't a daima, mizbayish meyatsmoy, the mizbayish mecherim. If you have to be embarrassed, it's easier to be embarrassed from yourself than somebody else embarrass you. If somebody else would embarrass you, it's a bigger embarrassment. If a person says upon himself, I don't know, it's not the biggest embarrassment. So therefore, even though it's the Av Bezdin talking, he has to say, Kashdina was a hadin. It could be on me something like this. Iyam avishleim a Kashdina, that what the Av Bezdin is saying, this was a very hard psak. Hainu di ain't a daima, mizbayish meyatsmoy. That's what's good, but he had to say it. We don't want somebody else to embarrass him, he has to say it himself. Eli Yarmit, Chacham Dina, but if the Pshat is the Bezdin saying, we gave a very good Psak, we're 100% right. So Godel Ashbuchim Ashabech Nafshoi, is it nice that the Av Bezdin just said it upon himself, that he's the Av Bezdin. So by him saying, we gave a great Psak, it's like saying, you know, I'm a great guy. It's not nice. The Pasuk says, Yalucha zar v'lepichon. When you want to be praised, let somebody else praise you and not be praised yourself. It's an honoree. When you honor somebody, somebody else talks. Not supposed to talk about yourself, how great I am. When you honor you, let somebody else talk about you. Yalucha zar, somebody else should praise you. V'lepichon, not your own mouth. It's not nice for the chochen there to praise himself. So Mar says, what can I do? But shani nilsa devaydino diagod aram ya. Here it's different. A nilsa devaydino is upon the godel. The yad bez is like his. It's his psak. He's the one that has to say what happened through this psak. Because it sounds like we learned. Gomer was a double when he finished the psak. Oh, mechlis noy soy. So he bring in the valid vorm. And godel shebet ayorim. The yad bezim would say, Omer, ish pleni atazaka. You Ruven, you're Potter. Ish pleni atachayiv. You're chayiv. So he's in upon the godel. He has to say it. So therefore, he has to say how the psak came about. So Mela, he has to tell everybody, this was a clear-cut case. See, even though it looks like he's giving himself shvach, it's not so bad though. Since it's Ram Yahim, he has the right to say it. Hadra Lecho, Hayabaitu.